Wake Up with Darren, Kerry and Sky. Consumer Watch with Wendy Nuller. Thursdays at 8:40.
Hello, Wendy lady.
Hello, Darren. Good to be with you.
So, our first, what should we start off with? What do you call it?
Where
gouging?
To start?
Gouging. The ridiculous prices.
Yes.
Who's doing it and what's up with that?
Okay, so a lot of people sent me emails last week, middle of last week, when they were going to their local supermarkets or superettes or cash and carries, whatever, in their areas and saying, you know, I was getting reports of tomatoes selling for 200 rand a pocket, toilet paper, 180 rand for six pack, baby formula selling, at hundreds and hundreds of rand. I wasn't getting any till slips. A few names were coming forward, but here's the thing, Darren. In order, to be guilty of gouging, to be found guilty, there needs to be proof that you had existing stock that you bought at the normal price, and that you then raked up your profit margin to exploit the situation. Right? If you are ever went out on this, in this terrible shortage, which some people are claiming. And you bought very high, at very high prices, just to keep the stock on the shelf for your customers. Then that's not gouging. That's trying to do a customer service kind of thing. And it will be up to bodies like the KZN Department of Economic Development, Tourism and Environmental Affairs. Their Consumer Protection Division has asked people to report incidents of this. MEC Ravi Pillay said this cannot be a time for profit making.
Yeah.
Excessive profiteers are warned that the law provides for severe punishment. So we're going to put it on the blog. There's an email address for that department. They will need proof though. So you'll need till slips. You can't just throw a vague claim out there and expect them to investigate. So that's that. But in many cases that I took up, Darren, there was a franchise pick and pay store that went and bought goods at high prices, and Pick and Pay was very adamant that this is not gouging. They were trying to do the people a service, and they've now stopped them doing that because obviously the reputational damage is great.
Far outweighs the loss of profit.
And there needs to be proof. We can't just throw these allegations. I'm sure it has been happening. I mean, I've seen a garage shop till slipped on Toti area, 25 rand for a loaf of BB sandwich bread. Yeah. That's not normal. So, but by all means, go ahead and report those, and let's get the facts, and hopefully we'll have a report back as to which companies were doing it.
Okay, cool. So it's basically just citizens doing what they need to do. Keep an eye out for those prices. Keep the receipts. Let us know. But also keep in mind that, if stock was bought at an inflated price because of how hard it is to get a hold of, then obviously the markup is, in line with that. So the communication between each other. And this, as with all things, stay away from fake news and exaggeration and, people just standing on rooftops and screaming for no particular reason. So there we go. We've heard that from Wendy Nola. Still to come.
Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
The whole, I'm sorry that didn't work for you. That staff member is working from home. Is that still an excuse? Coming up with Wendy Nola and Consumer Watch.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola.
All right, so we've already had part one of Consumer Watch. If you're really concerned about the inflated prices at the grocery store, two things could be happening. A, their supplier might have been giving them, because there's a shortage in supply, and prices might already have been increased, and they've just got their normal markup on that. And then there are some chance takers. And if you want to report them, make sure you have all the receipts, and all of those contacts will be available on our website, ecr.co.za. And now customer service. Wendy Nola, is the whole, I'm sorry you didn't get that, or I'm sorry that service wasn't delivered, that person is working from home. Is that even really an excuse anymore? Can we be using that?
Definitely. Definitely not. I had still been seeing it. If there's been a delay or this, that we haven't responded, our staff's working from home. That might have been a valid excuse sort of this time last year even, but certainly not now. But I mentioned this as an intro to the fact that, given all the looting and mayhem that happened in Gauteng and mainly in KZN last week, there are going to be lapses and long delays in service delivery and provision of goods and whatever. And here's the thing. That will, to a large extent, be justified in these cases because these are totally extraordinary times. It's estimated that about 45,000 Durban businesses have been affected, suffering an estimated 16 billion rand in stolen stock, plus, let's not forget, the damage to their infrastructure and equipment. By the way, last week, Darren, we spoke about Sasria, the government's insurance company, basically, that's going to be fielding all these claims. The CEO told me that he expected claim to be between 3.5 and 7 billion. That's now rocketed up to between 10 billion and 20 billion is what people are saying. So that's another conversation of where that money's coming from for another time. But you know, it's fast to say the damage has been the losses and damage has been absolutely unprecedented. So here's what's going to happen. For close to half of patients in KZN who have chronic needs, the supply has been wiped out for now. So it's not just the pharmacies that were looted, but mainly
the supply chain, the warehouses.
The supply chain, the warehouses, centers, the supplies. The story we all know. So there's going to be shortage of ARVs, hypertension drugs, insulin for diabetics. So your pharmacy may not have the medication you usually take. There might have to be some renegotiation there of what you can be taking. Shame. Jackie Mammon of the Independent Community Pharmacist says that looters have stolen computers and records, so you're going to have to be going back to your doctor in many cases to get more medication. A key warehouse used by Samsung was destroyed, and not phones, but appliances. Samsung is warning that with the service centers also in KZN being destroyed, it's going to dramatically affect their ability to serve customers in the region. So if you have an appliance you need to have repaired and you're not getting the service you're used to, this is the time we need to understand kindness above all. I had another thought, Darren, about lay-bys. I was picturing watching all those stores go up in smoke and being looted. A lot of people buy things on lay-by. It's a very consumer-friendly way to buy.
Oh, wow, I didn't even think about that.
You set aside your dress, your shoes or whatever, appliances in some cases, and you pay it off, and then the stock stays in the store, but now you've got skin in the game. You're paying towards it. So I went to Pep. They said it's quite a small part of their business, but if the lay-by has been destroyed, it will be cancelled. The customer will be refunded. Customer will be out of pocket due to a destroyed lay-by. She says, we're in the process of transferring all lay-by transactions to stores near to customers. It will take some time because it's a manual process. And once more info is available, we will communicate to our affected customers. So those are just a few examples in every area of operation, given the massive impact. We as consumers, and it's not often I say this, Darren, but we're going to have to realize we're all in this together and to exercise patience, because these companies are really, really struggling to pick things up and continue as before.
Well, that's the world we're living in, with Wendy Nola saying just be calm, be kind, and be a little bit more patient. We covered a lot there with Consumer Watch. It will be available as a podcast on our website, ecr.co.za. Thank you, Wendy.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.